Hello, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, this is Tom with Orbit. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Very good. I guess I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, it's fine.
Great. So how are things? I thought like I should keep on disturbing you every day just to talk to you, just to stay in touch with you. I hope you don't mind.
No. Who is this again?
This is Thomas Mark, the guy who is going to be working on your website.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
What a weird long day for me. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. And my phone barely works right now. It's like the sound is off, so it's okay. I've been on Facebook all day trying to write a story, and I'm like, oh, my God, is this somebody from Facebook?
What story?
Oh, I'm writing a story for the Society of Professional or for Society for Human Resource Management.
Oh, okay.
I'm a freelance writer, so.
So what are you planning then? What after? Like once the story is done, what do you want to do after that? You want to publish it somewhere?
I keep writing stories, but for the website, I would have a blog. I'd have a website. I'd have a WordPress blog, and I would connect it to the website.
Oh, so why don't you, what we do is, like, we have another department who does the ghostwriting services, and they also do the book writing services, and the client brings in their books, and they want to publish in different journals or something. So we help them, like, do the publishing and everything. So if you're interested, yeah, of course. Do let me know if you want to publish your stories that you have written so far. You can make money out of it.
Well, yeah, definitely. Of course, yeah. I mean, I do have a book deal with an editor, but I don't think she's publishing it. She's just going to edit it for me.
We would do that for you. Yeah, just get it edited by her. If she's charging you a lot for the editing, we could do the editing for you as well. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I haven't talked to my investor yet. I've been super busy trying to I've been helping my mother, and I've been trying to get – at 8:30 this morning, about 12 hours ago, I had an editor commission a story for me, so I've been working on that story, trying to get sources for it, so I haven't even talked, and then I had other appointments and stuff, so I haven't even, doctor's appointments, so I haven't talked to my investor yet.
What I think, you must have, I guess you had a meeting with someone on Thursday. I think you mentioned.
Well, it was on Sunday. Well, yeah, it was supposed to be on Thursday, but I switched it because of the weather. And so I talked with her on Sunday, and she's all gung-ho and everything. She's an artist that's going to be on the website selling her work, and we're going to have a contract. But she's going to sell a lot of work with me, but it's a catch-22. It's like we're not making money until she sells the work. And
okay.
Need to sell the work. And so I was thinking of, in the meantime, just going with the GoDaddy site.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I have the money from the investor, because it's going to take you guys 4 weeks anyway to build the site.
All right.
I was just going to use the GoDaddy site until I can get your website going.
Yeah, we would take care of the website for you. Like, you don't need to worry about it. Yeah, just let me know, whenever you have the money and everything. And
I will.
You live in Chicago?
No, I wish I did. I live in Athens, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, Chicago's weather was okay.
Well, on Thursday, it was a huge thunderstorm in Athens, Georgia, and I was driving through it, and I have an old car. I have a 92 Volvo. And it's just dangerous because there's a lot of flooding around and lightning, and I just pulled over on the side of the road in a diner in Athens, and I just sent an email saying, can we please reschedule? Like, the weather's bad, and... It was like a level 2 storm or something. It was a pretty bad storm. The thing is, we have a lot of trees in this area, so that's another issue is that trees fall out of nowhere and people get hurt, you know.
Of course.
That was my concern too. Yeah. So we just rescheduled. I went over to her house on Sunday instead of going to Thursday. On Sunday it was inventory, so I just looked at her stuff, counted it up, we talked about price and we talked about pace of, like, how much work to sell at a time and things like that. We talked about our contract. So, like I said, tomorrow I'm going to talk to my investor.
Take your time.
Or I'm going to set up a meeting to talk. I'm going to let me rephrase that. I'm going to set up a meeting to talk to my investor.
Okay.
Today was just a bad day for me to do that because of how busy I was.
No worries, no worries. We have time. Like, we have how many days left? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we got 4 to 5 days. Like, we need to close it before 30th. So before Saturday, I would say. If you do it on Saturday, too, that's no problem for sure. But, yeah, do make sure
okay.
that you try to do it on in July, because we have to take care of the finances as well, because I've already
right.
created your account the other day when we were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
So your account
mm-hmm.
has already been created. Only the payment is left, and I have discussed your
right.
whole project with my team as well, and they're quite excited
okay.
to work with you. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank
yeah.
you.
No worries. No worries. So just let me
okay.
know before Friday. That would be perfect.
Okay. Yep. I'll let you know. Thank you for calling me back.
No worries. No worries. I'm going to call you again on Wednesday, right?
Okay. Well, like, hopefully I'll be talked to my investor by then, so we'll see.
Perfect.
And if anything, he can maybe give me the $600 to pay for it, you know, if anything. So.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We can do
so,
that.
Well, you can see. I'll see what he'll do. Okay. All right.
Sounds
good.
Sounds great. You have a beautiful evening. Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye.